You're listening to Sir Ramsey Lewis. Now let me share with you some of this, and again, very, very interesting information that really breaks down what's going on inside. I want to share some ironies with you. One of the things that the doctor points out is the importance of us understanding in the adult brain how racism makes people suffer. Suffer. Their own racism makes them suffer. For one thing, it keeps the racist in a chronic devalued state in the form of resentment, which is likely to deteriorate some of their close relationships. Then it cuts the racist off from values of basic humanity and makes the racist feel less humane themselves. Now think about that. Take your mind back to what we've seen and or read about the days of slavery in America. Think about how inhumanely the slave owners treated the slaves. And one of the questions that I raised a few years ago when I talked about race relations in America, how it started, where up to where we are now, and when I took us back to the days of slavery and how inhumanely a lot of the slave owners treated the slaves. One of the questions I broached was, how inhumane did those inhumane attitudes and behaviors of the slave owners cause the slave owners to feel themselves? No doubt, they were making the slaves feel like they were less than human. But in order for a human being to treat other human beings the way those slave owners treated those slaves causes the slave owner to actually be much less than the creator designed the human to be. The slave owner is acting with much less dignity than God created human beings to actually experience. And it is a self-inflicted loss of dignity as they work so hard to make the slaves feel less than human, they themselves were being less than human. And there's no way they were going to be able to get by without feeling that, without perceiving that on some level. Because God, the Creator, was going to be dealing with their conscience to let them know it is inhumane the way you're treating that person. And if a person has true dignity, I mean truly has the dignity in their character, in their personality, in their soul, they are truly a person of dignity. I'm not saying a person of wealth. I'm not saying a person of influence. A person of dignity. They would not allow themselves to treat those slaves the way so many slave owners treated so many of those slaves. And so now, Dr. Stassi is helping us understand a lot of this has to do with what is going on in the brain. And he lets us know most psychological suffering comes from substituting power for value. When the racist feels devalued by their own actions, blatant racists interpret physical threat and the decline in energy and well-being that results from a deflated ego. This floods them with adrenaline and cortisol, stimulating hormones that make them feel temporarily more powerful. A lot of the excess cortisol, typically blamed on stress, comes from toddler brain egos perceiving continual threat and insult, even when the threat and insult are not real. Remember, the toddler brain does not do a good job of analyzing and coming down with real good reality testing. The self-destructive formula goes like this. Racist attitudes and behavior alienate the racist from a sense of basic humanity, which makes the racist more likely to perceive insult and feel devalued. They are insulting themselves. They are devaluing themselves. But remember, the toddler brain projects. So rather than face reality and admit that they're causing themselves to feel devalued because of the low, undignified way they're carrying themselves, the racist projects and blames their victim for the way they feel. And that makes the racist more likely to exert power and justify it with presumed superiority. That may also be a formula for certain kinds of psychopathy. Loss of humane values can make large groups of people psychopathic, as seen in wars of genocide. So what can the racist do about their situation? Well, every adult has a supremely developed upper prefrontal cortex that is capable of brilliance, compassion, and basic humanity. Accessing it under stress is a matter of self-care and practice of adult coping mechanisms. You can improve, appreciate, connect, protect whenever the toddler brain urges the person to blame, deny, or avoid as a way of defending themselves. To soar above is to go beyond limits, to become greater, to become the most empowered and humane adults that we can be. I told you now, there's benefit for the racist here. It's not a birthright. It's not an entitlement. It's something that we must earn by developing habits to access the adult brain under stress. When the racist is able to do this consistently, he or she is able to realize that recognizing the inherent value of other people, including people with the other color, is the only path to authentic self-value. By valuing others, the racist begins to value self. Self-value, that which doesn't need to be propped up by continual resentment and devaluing of others. To devalue others is to devalue self. So to do that disservice to others is to devalue yourself. To do a disservice to others is to do a disservice to yourself. I want to encourage you, think about this information that's been shared. It can help you. I know that as humans, we can get a lot of pleasure out of doing the wrong thing, including by trying to make life miserable for other people. But that law of sowing and reaping is in play. We cannot make life miserable for other people or even try, even if we fail. We cannot try to make life miserable for other people without bringing misery on ourselves. Come on, let's develop that habit of using the best that is in our brains, the best that is in our spirits, to help us become the best people we can possibly be, so that we can then begin to treat everyone else very well. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come to you so that they then come through you. Till next time.